Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you tuned in because today we're covering something that a lot of students either overlook or panic about at the last minute, the spoken language endorsement. And I want to reassure you right now, this is actually one of the most achievable parts of your GCSE English language qualification. You just need to know what the assessors are looking for, prepare properly, and deliver with confidence. So here's the deal. The spoken language endorsement is a separate, internally assessed component. It does not affect your 9-to-1 GCSE grade. It sits alongside it on your certificate as either a pass, a merit, or a distinction. That means it's a brilliant opportunity to boost how your certificate looks to colleges, employers, and sixth forms without any risk to your main grade. Think of it as a bonus, a chance to show the world you can communicate effectively in formal settings. And that skill, it will serve you for the rest of your life. Let's get into the detail. So what exactly are assessors looking for? There are 7 key criteria, and I want you to remember them because every single one matters. First, audibility. Can you be clearly heard? This sounds obvious, but you'd be amazed how many candidates lose marks simply because they mumble, rush, or speak too quietly. Speak up, slow down, and project your voice to the back of the room. Second, use of spoken standard English. Now, this doesn't mean you have to speak in a posh accent. Accent is absolutely fine and never penalized. What it means is that you should avoid non-standard grammar like we was instead of we were, or slang that wouldn't be appropriate in a formal setting. Think of it as the spoken equivalent of writing formally in an essay. Third, expression of ideas, information, and feelings. At pass level, your ideas need to be straightforward and clear. At merit, they should be more challenging, showing you've thought deeply about your topic. At distinction, assessors want to see sophisticated ideas that demonstrate real intellectual engagement. So if you're aiming for distinction, don't just describe, analyze, argue, and explore complexity. Fourth, organization and structure. A well-structured presentation signals to your assessor that you've prepared thoroughly. You need a clear opening that hooks your audience, a well-signposted middle section with developed points, and a satisfying conclusion. Think of it like a piece of writing. It needs shape and direction. Fifth, meeting the needs of the audience. Who are you speaking to? Your teacher is always in the audience, and ideally at least one other person should be present too. Adapt your language, your examples, and your level of explanation to suit them. Acknowledge them, make eye contact, use rhetorical questions to draw them in. Sixth, achievement of the presentation's purpose. What are you trying to do? Are you informing, persuading, arguing, or exploring? Whatever your purpose, make sure it's clear and that everything in your presentation serves it. A distinction candidate has a laser-sharp sense of purpose that runs through every sentence. And seventh, and this is crucial, listening and responding to questions and feedback. The Q&A section is not an afterthought. It's a full part of the assessment. At pass level, you respond appropriately. At merit, you respond formally and with some development. At distinction, your responses are perceptive and elaborative. You extend your thinking, make connections, and show that you can think on your feet. Now let's talk about topic choice, because this is where so many students go wrong. Pick a topic you genuinely care about, not what you think sounds impressive, what actually interests you. If you're passionate about climate change, mental health awareness, the future of artificial intelligence, or even the ethics of social media, that passion will come through in your delivery. Assessors can tell the difference between a candidate who has memorized a script and one who truly knows and cares about their subject. Speaking of scripts, do not read from a script. Use notes or cue cards at most. Reading word for word kills your eye contact, flattens your intonation, and immediately signals to the assessor that you haven't truly prepared. Practice enough that you know your material, then speak naturally. Let's also talk about the recording requirements because these are non-negotiable. Your presentation must be recorded as a complete, unedited performance. The recording must capture both sound and visual quality clearly. You must state your full name at the start of the recording. The total time, including the Q&A, must not exceed 10 minutes. And critically, the file must be playable on both Apple and PC systems. Check this before submission. A technically flawed recording can invalidate your entire assessment. Right, let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates their distinction and sometimes even their pass. Mistake number 1, treating the Q&A as an afterthought. I cannot stress this enough. The question and answer session is assessed just as rigorously as the presentation itself. Prepare for likely questions. Think about what a curious, intelligent audience member might ask. Practice answering in full sentences, using formal language, and extending your answer beyond a simple yes or no. Mistake number two, using informal language or slang. Even if your topic is something casual like gaming or social media, your language must remain formal. You can talk about informal topics formally. In fact, that contrast can work brilliantly. But phrases like, "it's kind of like," or "you know what I mean," will cost you marks. Mistake number three, poor recording quality. Position the camera carefully, make sure the room is quiet, check the audio levels. A muffled or inaudible recording cannot be marked fairly, and assessors will note inadequate technical quality. Mistake number four, failing to submit the head of center declaration. This is an administrative requirement, but without it, your endorsement cannot be processed. Make sure your teacher is aware and that it's submitted correctly. Mistake number five, exceeding the 10-minute limit. Time yourself during practice. If your presentation alone runs to 8 minutes, you have no room for questions. Aim for your spoken content to last around 5 to 7 minutes, leaving comfortable space for the Q&A. And here's my top tip for reaching distinction. Use signposting language deliberately. Phrases like, "I would now like to turn to," "building on that point," "in contrast to this view," and "to summarize my argument," don't just help your audience follow you. They signal to the assessor that you have sophisticated control over your spoken language. That's exactly what distinction descriptors reward. Right, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Question one, how many grade outcomes are there for the spoken language endorsement? 3, pass, merit, and distinction. Question two, does the spoken language endorsement affect your 9-to-1 GCSE grade? No, it is reported separately on your certificate. Question three, what is the maximum total time allowed for the presentation, including Q&A? 10 minutes. Question four, at distinction level, how should a candidate respond to questions? Perceptively and elaboratively, extending their thinking and making connections. Question five, what must a candidate state at the very start of their recording? Their full name. So let's bring it all together. The spoken language endorsement rewards 7 key skills: audibility, standard English, expression of ideas, organization, audience awareness, purpose, and Q&A responses. It is graded pass, merit, or distinction, and sits separately from your 9-to-1 grade. To maximize your outcome, choose a topic you care about, structure your presentation clearly, speak formally and confidently, prepare thoroughly for questions, and make sure your recording meets all the technical requirements. Remember, this is your chance to show who you are beyond the written page. Your voice matters, your ideas matter, and with the right preparation, you absolutely can achieve a distinction. Good luck, I know you've got this. Until next time, keep practicing, keep preparing, and keep believing in yourself.